Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Thanks everyone so much for coming. We have a very exciting show for everybody. I'm just super excited because my guest is super talented. Love her. Definitely. And also, I want to just give out a quick shout out to everyone in the chat room. OneStar122, hey. Nelly for Bush, Rockstar, and Tracy AZ. Hi, guys. More people are just showing up as I talk. Thank you guys so much. And I also want to mention that Your Time with Josie t-shirts are available in the online store in the tab up there on the site. And also now Your Time with Josie hats are available. So that is super exciting. So you can get all decked out in your Josie show equipment when going out. Oh, and also I want to mention, though, when you get one, please take a picture of you wearing it so that I could post it on the photo gallery, because I love that. I think that's super, super cool. And so it looks like my guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome talented singer Sarah Salve.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am doing great. Super excited to talk with you. I'm a big fan.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Anytime. So many fans are very excited to talk with you as well. So really quickly, we'll start the interview, and then we'll get to these fan questions because they're coming so fast.
awesome.
So, your current CD, Gone, which is amazing, by the way, where could fans be able to purchase the CD?
Well, fans can get the CD from a lot of places. Gone mm-hmm. is on iTunes, and it's on Amazon if they want to buy tracks online. And you can also get a hard copy from my website. So you can go to Sarah Solove, sarahsolovay.com. Mm-hmm. or myspace.com/Sarah Solove. And the links are pretty easy to follow. So
mm-hmm.
if anyone
Definitely.
Wants to get it, that's where to go.
Awesome. So just go to your site and it's a click away. Just click
Yeah,
away.
Pretty much.
Awesome, awesome. So what was your inspiration behind these songs on the CD?
The songs are really inspired by a lot of just by a lot of true life stories and things that happened mm-hmm. to me, a couple things that happened to some of my friends were thrown in there too. The songs are all really personal to me, so you're basically hearing my diary in song format.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's also what makes it enjoyable, is it's real and a lot of people could actually relate to it too.
Thank you. I'm really glad to hear that. It's my favorite thing in the world to hear when someone says that they related to a song of mine. So,
absolutely. So, what's your favorite song to perform live off of this current album?
My favorite song to sing live. I mean, it's difficult to pick, but I think my favorite one off of the Gone EP is Gone. Actually, the title track.
Yeah.
The song's very, very personal to me, and I wrote it about my life, and it's kind of because of that song that I've gotten to meet a couple really cool people and do some really cool things, so I've kind of come to love that song in particular out of the ones.
Absolutely, and I believe on YouTube you have a video of you singing it, if I'm correct.
You are correct. I put up a couple. Anytime I do a show and I film it, or someone mm-hmm. films it and sends it to me, I'm just like, why not? I put it up on YouTube.
Absolutely. And I love your song that you also recorded on YouTube, Superhuman. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Love that Great. One. Definitely.
I'm working on getting a recording of that one, but I'm glad you like it.
Absolutely. So let's see here. Growing up, who did you look up to in the music business?
Well, my first concert when I was 7 was Madonna. Mm-hmm. And I guess she's someone I've always really looked up to. Sheryl Crow I've also really looked up to. Kind of just strong female singer-songwriters tend to be who I look up to and kind of idolize. But I grew up listening to some very, like, classic singer-songwriters like Tom Petty and Jackson Browne. And if you guys don't know who they are, you should go look them up. They're amazing. And so just kind of classic singer-songwriters is who, those are the people I tend to gravitate towards.
Awesome. Such a great variety, too. So you like all kinds of genres, right?
I listen to absolutely everything. But people make fun of me because if you hit shuffle on my iPod, you'll get a Lady Gaga song followed by, like, a rap song, a Kanye West song, followed by a rock song, and it just can get kind of weird.
Yeah, but you got to spread your horizon, so
that's really, really cool.
Absolutely.
I have a theory that a good song is a good song, no matter what kind of genre or production, so.
Exactly. So what age did you start singing and performing in front of people?
Well, my first big performance was when I was 9, and I got up in front of my summer camp, and I sang We Will Rock You by Queen. I was really into Queen back then. I sang We Will Rock You a cappella, and from there I just kind of kept at it, and it's become a real passion of mine, to say the least.
Absolutely. I could tell. But you're great at it, and we love what you put out there for everyone.
Thank you.
I was jamming to your music earlier.
Aww.
So it's a good. I must say that your songs are really good. Kind of to start your day off, you know. And then there's some serious ones, and then a lot of upbeat. So I love that.
Thank you. I try to keep them varied. So I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah. You also have social networking sites such as Twitter, Facebook. What are your website links for fans to be able to chat with you?
Well, my main ones are Twitter and Facebook. So my Twitter is twitter.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Solovay, S-O-L-O-V-A-Y. My Facebook is facebook.com/ Sarah Solovay Music. And then my MySpace is Sarah Solovay, myspace.com/Sarah Solovay. And my YouTube is youtube.com/Sarah Solovay Official. So if you just visit one of those, you'll be able to find the others. But
definitely.
Those are the big ones.
Definitely. And it's so cool. You talk to fans, and I think that's awesome. And you also... you also announced big news, which I also was getting into. You announced recently that you are going to open up for John Mayer. How is
that? I am. I'm opening up for him tomorrow night, and I keep pinching myself, and I don't really, I don't believe it, but I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. Like, I can't put into words how much of a John Mayer fan I am. And Train is also opening for him. And I'm a huge Train fan, too. So it's kind of pretty much an all-star show for me. And I can't wait. See, I really can't put it into words. I'm rendered speechless by how excited I am for this.
I was super excited, too, when you announced it. Because at first you were like, got some big news, I'll announce it later. And then I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then when you announced that, I'm like, that is just the best.
It's crazy. I'm so excited. And the great thing, and this is why I really love Twitter and Facebook, is so many people have been reaching out to me, and everyone seems to be really excited for me, and it's just, like, it's been great for me because I'm super excited, but then it's also been great because there are all these people that have been reaching out to me to talk to me about it. And I'm always commenting on my Facebook and my Twitter, and I'm trying to get back to as many people as possible. So I love hearing from people.
It's been really fun.
It's so fun. It's been a great week.
Definitely. And I find it so much fun that you get to meet new people from all around the world, fans that you'd probably not even be able to know, you know, get to know all that well, and then you're talking to them on Twitter. That's so much fun.
I know. It's the best.
So cool. Definitely. We got some chat room questions that I want to get to. So let's see here. Tracy AZ asks, how young is Sarah?
how young is Sarah? I'm 16 right now. I'm still
16.
In high school. But I'll be
done
somewhat
soon. 1 year
older
than me. 1 year older
than
me.
I tend to think that age is but a number. I mean, I think anyone at any age can do anything. Look at you. Mm-hmm. You have a radio show. Like, it's...
Oh.
That's amazing.
I know. You could do anything. Definitely. And you were a very good inspiration for what I wanted to do, because you showed that example. You're just 1 year older than me, so it's kind of like... You know, if you could do it, I could do it too. Exactly.
I'm glad
I
can inspire
you. Well, thank you. So let's see here. 1star122 in the chat room asks, who is your favorite singer of all time?
Oh, my God.
Of all time. Ooh.
That's such a big question.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, to be honest, I don't think I have a favorite singer of all time, but I have a bunch of favorites. Tom Petty is a huge... I love Tom Petty. I love Jackson Browne, too. Sheryl Crow. I love... Oh, my gosh, I love so many people. I love Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I have a whole list of people who are really huge inspirations for me on my MySpace page. So if you want to hear more about that, that's not just off the top of my head, you can go check that out.
Totally. And this isn't exactly a question. Yeah, well, this isn't exactly a question, but I wanted to read this to you. Kristen Burke says, hey, Sarah, I'm so proud of you. You're a very good friend of mine. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Kristen's awesome. Amazing. Just like a little shout out. Kristen's been helping me out with a lot of things. She made a street team for me, and she's been awesome. Kristen is one of the people that I've really gotten close to through my music and managed
cool.
to keep in touch with. Which kind of ties
so
into
cool.
what we were talking about how Twitter's so cool that you can meet anyone and talk to anyone through your music.
Exactly. It was perfect that that she came right in time.
exactly.
Right when we were right there. Exactly. let's see here. E-Tech Laugh Out Loud 101 just entered the room. It's my first time here. Hi!
Hello.
Hello. Kristen's excited. She's so glad she had a shout-out. Awesome. So let's see here. I got some fun, a fun question for you. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while performing live?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I don't know how interesting this is, but once I was halfway through a song on stage and my guitar strap broke and my guitar kind of fell down and I had to awkwardly lift up my knee to keep my guitar from completely falling down and finish half a song in the kind of yoga tree pose. But yeah, I guess that would be the most embarrassing moment, but
I could totally
kind
see
of
that.
Lucky.
Yeah,
kind of lucky
exactly.
So
definitely. And you're lucky it didn't smash. That's also
that's very
a
true.
Good
that
thing.
Would have been bad.
Exactly. Malfunction. So let's see here. Alan in the chat room has a funny question. What's Sarah's favorite type of donut?
My favorite type of donut?
Yeah.
Ooh. Great question.
I know, right?
Boston cream. There we go.
Oh. That is my favorite too.
Really?
Yeah, and the one with the jelly filled and the sugar on it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge jelly fan, but I have been known to enjoy Boston cream.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love Dunkin' Donuts.
Gotta love it.
Got it. So let's see. 1star122 asks, Sarah, can you cook? If so, what's your best dish?
I cannot cook to save my life. I also can't really bake that well, but I can prepare a mean bowl of cereal. So.
Oh, yeah.
I can make an omelet. Well, an omelet is a really fancy way of saying I can put eggs in a pan and wait till they're solid. But, I wish I could cook. I do. I often talk about how I kind of wish I was more domestic in that sense, but I'm really just kind of the least talented person when it comes to cooking.
Sounds like me. Yep. Cereal is my specialty as well. I must have to drink. let's see here. Kristen says, so Sarah, are you going to get to meet John tomorrow night?
I don't know. I hope so. I wonder. That would be amazing. Here's a funny story. Already met him briefly, and I don't think he'll remember this. About 2 years ago, he was playing a show at this music venue in New York City, and it was kind of a secret show, and the place only has like 100 people, and he was doing it just for like his friends, and I somehow managed to hear about it, so I went down there at like 12:45 on a Monday night, Tuesday morning.
Wow.
And I had school the next day, but I was like, this is a once in a lifetime kind of thing. I went down there and they wouldn't let me in because it was 21 plus. So I stood outside and I just was kind of like trying to figure out what to do. And his car pulled up and just dropped him off on the sidewalk. And so I just went up to him and I was like, hi, you don't know me. I'm Sarah. Here's my CD. I really like your music. And so I got to meet him once, but this will be different.
Maybe this time it'll be you'll actually be able to chat with him more, get like a nice little picture, post on Twitter afterwards, you know.
That'd be great. Maybe I'll even get to see the show this time. So
totally. See, no age limits.
None.
Exactly. Much better. Let's see. Tina, my mom, you talked to her previously. She's a screener. She says, how do you handle the pressure of school and your career?
I get asked this actually a lot. It can be very difficult to balance school and music, but you kind of just have to work through it. There will be nights when I'll do more work than I'll do music, and then there will be nights when I'll do a lot more music than schoolwork, but you just have to kind of take it in stride. Music tends to be a little more flexible than schoolwork because music, a lot of what I do with music is like writing and performing, and so I can plan that around my schedule. But it can definitely be difficult. You just kind of have to be focused about it, I guess.
Definitely. So do you do like homeschooling or do you go to a public school?
No, I'm in a normal high school. I do not do homeschooling, and I don't think I'll have to for most of my high school, so it's
definitely
good. I really like being in normal high school. I've had the option kind of, a lot of people would assume that I would be homeschooled, but I think it's really great, and I really want to finish out normal high school.
Definitely. And that would be great, like, to have friends that you could stay in touch with, you know. That's totally the best thing. And plus, you learn, so it's, like, the same thing.
It's
no difference.
Exactly.
So, Tata 12345 6 T-A-T-A. Now, whoa, I just had to straighten that out. She asked, Sarah, are you having fun? Yeah, she's having fun.
Am I having fun? Like, on the show? I'm having an amazing time on the show. And in general in life, I am also having fun. I'm on summer break right now, so fun is pretty much my middle name.
Oh, yeah, summer. Definitely. What are you doing this summer? Are you traveling a lot and stuff?
I went to India, actually, for a month. I was tutoring there.
Are you serious? That is awesome.
It was amazing. I went and I got to actually be with the kids a lot and to really tutor for a while, and it was the most incredible experience that I've had.
That is really cool.
It was, I learned so much. You hear all these stories about people who go to India and they find themselves and they have this kind of spiritual awakening, and just, like, It was pretty much everything and more.
Definitely. That is so, so cool. And summer for me as well. So, and it's good swimming time. We're having good weather, so definitely take advantage of that.
I will.
Totally. Kristen asks, what electives are you taking next year?
What electives?
Yeah.
The thing is, the way my school works, electives aren't really what you do. I'm taking art, I think. I'm taking Spanish, and I'm taking physics, and that's really the extent to which I got to design my schedule. But I'm still taking, like, English and history and math.
Definitely. You're a very creative person. Art and singing. You go, girl. That's pretty good.
Art is what I love, all kinds of art. And so the more I get to do of it, the happier I am and the better I can do in the rest of my life. So.
Totally. So let's see here. I'm going to switch off to my questions really quick. Oh, wait. First, let me do this. Alan asks, where in New York did you grow up, Sarah, being as I'm a Long Islander?
We're in New York.
I
grew up in New York City. And I still live in New York City. And
awesome.
I will probably live here for pretty much the rest of my life when I'm not on tour. So
totally.
I love it here.
I've always wanted to go there. Maybe this vacation I'll try. Totally.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. I want to so bad. Let's see here. What do you like to do for fun in your spare time? It's like a hobby.
Yeah. I really like to film things. Like, I like to film my friends, or I like to film different things I see in the New York City streets, and I kind of edit them, and I make small clips, and I put some of them up on my YouTube page.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also, I hang out with my friends, and I like to see bands around New York City. You can see some of the most incredible bands at these kind of really intimate venues. A lot of people get their start here, so I try
that
to capitalize on that.
Super cool. Totally. And that sounds amazing way to spend your spare time hanging out with friends and filming stuff. That's always fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wish I had more spare time. But,
oh, yeah. Well, maybe, you know.
With how little I have.
But you know what? It's all good. let's see here. I'm trying to see what kind of. Oh, here we go. Do you have any upcoming dates where fans can come and see you perform?
Well, I'm currently working on putting something together for kind of late October, November. And so I'll have those dates up pretty soon. And so if you check back at my MySpace page or my Facebook page in, like, a few weeks, I will have some dates up there. And, hopefully someone can make it out there.
Definitely. I will definitely try to. Like, when I see a thing, like, anything that's close to Illinois, I will totally come. But since it's summer, I probably could travel. So, I want to see you live. I'm going to work that out.
Awesome.
Totally. That would be super cool. Let's see here. Do you have any rituals you like to do before a show?
I wish I could say I did. I like to get to the venue pretty early and to scope out the stage. I get ready my bottle of water to bring up on stage, and I kind of breathe pretty slowly to calm the nerves, but I really don't have anything too interesting before shows.
Definitely. Let's see here. Yeah, well, that's always good, though, too. Like, it could be worse. You could be, like, you know, doing the those exercise, you know, brr, brr, you know, and people just look at you crazy, you know. I've seen that done before. Yeah,
would not
you never
want
know.
That to happen.
No. Let's see here. Okay, we're going to get to some fun questions. Let's see here. Oh, 1star122 in the chat room asks, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is hands down The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I love the cast. I love the plot. It's just such a lovely, lovely film. I could watch it 20 times in a row and
totally.
Not be tired of it.
Definitely. It's something to, like, totally DVR. Like, if you're on the road, you got to TiVo.
Yeah. Totally.
Totally. So let's see here. More fun questions. Okay, here's a good one. If you were stranded in a desert island, what three things would you want with you?
I would want my guitar,
mm-hmm.
a pen, and a notebook.
Totally.
And, well, yeah.
Well,
pretty
yeah.
much.
And then you're all set.
Yeah.
Literally.
I mean, I might want to swap out the pen for maybe some food, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Totally. Like, you know, for the pen, you could use, you know, like maybe a stick? I don't know. I don't really know. You
I, don't even
know.
Need the, I don't even need the paper. I can write words in the sand.
Exactly. See, that's how, like, it worked, you know, in the ancient times. You know, I never, you know, was in the ancient times, but that's just a thought. I'm just thinking here. I would know, but let's see here. If you weren't a singer, what would you want to be?
If I weren't a singer, I think I would want to be a movie editor or maybe a movie director.
Ooh, that would be
yeah.
fun.
That would probably be it. But that being said, I will never be that because I'm 100% dedicated to being a singer-songwriter. Yeah, this is what I want to do forever and ever and ever. So.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. Let's see. Rockstar in the chat room asks, do you have a lot of good friends in the music industry?
I have a lot of friends in the music industry. My best friends aren't in the music industry, but there are a lot of people that I love to hang out with and to talk to who work in the music industry. Most of them aren't artists themselves, though. I love the behind-the-scenes people. They know so much, and they've seen so much, and so they're just fascinating to me.
Absolutely, and it's so cool. It is good to have, like, friends, you know, in the music industry and then not in the music industry. You got to mix it up.
Super true.
Totally. Absolutely. Nelly Furbush in the chat room asks, what's your favorite food?
Pasta. My favorite food
Ooh.
Is definitely pasta.
Ooh, totally. I'm 100% Italian, so, you know, that's that.
Oh, really?
That wins. Yeah, that totally wins
that was,
over everything.
That was the money answer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know, though. I just think pasta is amazing, and you can't go wrong eating it, and you can't get
I know,
tired
right?
of it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm looking in the chat room at... Oh, 1star122 asks, what would you do with $67 million?
Oh, my God.
Jeez, what wouldn't you do?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a big spender, and here's a confession for you. I don't really like to shop. I guess I would maybe, I don't know, like, invest some of it, or I would give a lot of it to charity, because I don't need $67 million. So I guess I would save some, so I would be, like, I would be set, and then I would give some of it, or most of it, rather, to charity.
Wow, that is, like, awesome. That is, like, so cool.
I know it sounds kind of like the cookie-cutter answer, but I truly mean it. It's I wouldn't even know what to do with $67 million.
I know, right? But, yeah, that was a really good answer, let's say. That is definitely true. Let's see here. trying to find questions that are real questions here. That one's about Lindsay Lohan. Let's not go into that. Let's see here. If you could meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be, and what would you say to them? That's a fun question.
I guess it would have to be Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
He was the lead singer of Nirvana. He passed away in 1994. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what I would say to him, but I would want to pick his brain for hours and hours and hours about every single song he ever wrote and what was behind each one.
Totally. Totally. That's awesome. Let's see in the chat room. Newcomer in the chat room, all she could be, is asked, what charities would you give it to?
Ooh. Well, there's one charity I've been working with a lot recently. They're called Musicians on Call, and they did this really great thing where they send different musicians and their guitars to various like hospitals and nursing homes, and you go room to room, and you play a song for the people who can't really get down to the main room to hear the big performances. And I've played a couple times with them, and I'm planning on doing more. And I think that they're great, so I would give them some. I don't know. I think the great thing about having a huge sum of money, which I don't, but if I ever were to, would be that you can give it to a bunch of different charities and you can
mix it up.
Yeah, exactly. Help out a bunch of people.
Exactly, exactly. Let's see here. Trying to get to everybody. I'm sorry if I don't. Let's see here. Do you write all of your own songs?
I do. I write every single song by myself. I have so far. I just love writing, and I have a lot to say and a lot that I want to put out there. So far I've written all of my stuff by myself.
That's really awesome. Like, how does, usually songwriting, work for you? Like, what part do you, start with first? Like, the bridge, or how long does it usually take you to write a song?
It usually takes me about 10 minutes to write a song, and I like to start with the melody first. Sit down with my guitar, and I'll be, like, playing chords and singing and humming, and then I'll just kind of scat lyrics, just random things that come to mind, and after the general body of the song is composed, I'll go back and I'll rewrite my lyrics completely. And so, yeah, it's kind of like I make the template first, and then I figure out what I want to put in it, what I want to say. Because I feel like, I mean, for me at least, each song is a way to say something. It's a way to convey something through words and through feeling. So I make the feeling, and then I put the words to it.
Exactly. And how long have you been doing the guitar?
I've been playing guitar for 10 years.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, this is my 10th year, and
awesome.
I love it. I love guitar. I think it's such an amazing instrument. I will say, though, the one thing I've always wished I'd done was learn how to play piano, and I think I will. I kind of can play basic chords, but I really want to become kind of good at it, so I'm going to work at that.
Definitely, work on that, because that would be super cool, you know what I mean? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Totally. So let's see here. Oh, and I also wanted to ask, did you self-teach yourself on the guitar, or did you take classes?
I took lessons for a while, way back when, but as of the past few years, I've been mainly self-taught.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
My songs kind of guide how I'm going to learn guitar, because if I need to play something for a certain song, then I will make sure to learn that. And so I kind of go where the songs take me, so to speak.
Wow. See, because I have a guitar, and I don't even know how to play it. So basically, it's just there, for show. So I need to learn.
You should learn it. It's really fun, and it's
Yeah.
hard to learn rhythm guitar, so I would say you should definitely learn.
I know.
If you want,
I totally will.
If you have free time and you want to, it's worth your time.
I totally would love to because I love it. I mean, I've tried it before, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know some of the chords, but I don't exactly, you know, I'm not, you know, professional or anything. So, you know, it'll be fun to brush up on that stuff. So that'll be exciting. I have something to look forward to. So let's see here. OneStar122 says, good night, Sarah and Josie. I love you all. It's 3:03 in Dubai. Dubai. Oops.
Whoa.
Oh, good night. Wow.
Nighty.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much for staying and listening. That's awesome.
Woo.
Super cool. Super cool. Definitely a dedicated Sarah fan. Totally.
A dedicated.
Absolutely. And I also want to say, Kristen Burke sent out the promo site that she made for Sarah, sarahsalivepromo.weebly.com. So everyone check that out. I just want to give that a little shout out because that is super, super cool. So let's see here. I also want to mention that fans could also get a free download of your songs by texting Sarah and their email address to 411-247. Ooh,
yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. So everyone do that. Check it out. That's awesome. Yes. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. 411-247. Sweet.
Exactly.
Definitely. So check it out. And that is super, super cool. And I'll be doing that because I love your songs and want to get it. Totally. Awesome.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Let's see here, trying to find some more fun questions. Here's a good one. What was your favorite birthday gift that you've ever received?
Well, actually, this one's pretty easy. My favorite birthday gift that I have ever received, I don't actually remember which specific birthday it was for, but I received an acoustic guitar for one of my birthdays. And that is the guitar I still play today, and it's my baby, so that is definitely my favorite birthday gift.
Totally tops. That's awesome. Super, super cool. So let's see here. We're running out of time, everyone, so but before we go, I do want to play your new song, Hearts Collide, from your new album, Gone. So I just want to just thank you so much for coming on my show. And you can come back anytime. I love talking to you.
I'd love to be back. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you soon. We have Twitter.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. So I am just going to play her new song, Hearts Collide. So here, everybody, listen. Here we go.
Cause it'll
Hey everyone, I absolutely love that song. Absolutely hope you guys were able to hear it. We were trying our best. Some of our equipment were flunking out on us, but we totally worked it out. Let's see here. TATA 123456 asks, Josie, do you have a Facebook? Yes, I have a Facebook. And you could check it out. I posted the link. There you go. Awesome, and everyone, okay, you guys heard, okay, awesome. So now we are going to do the game time. So everyone in the chat room, we've written all your names down in on paper, put it in a hat, mixed it all around, and you guys could all win a signed photo of me. And I will totally sign it, and it will be awesome. You could display it, you know, with lights around it. maybe like a little, like maybe like some blinkers, you know, Josie, you know. But you know, all your choice. so yeah, you could win that. And then so here we go. My assistant, my mother, is going to pick the winner. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for listening tonight. So tonight we have a signed autograph picture of Your Time with Josie, even featuring your host, Josie. So hang on the line here, and I'm going to go ahead and draw a name out of this wonderful bucket, see who is our winner tonight. Is everybody excited? Sure hope so. It's a great show tonight. All right, and our winner is Tata 123456, TATA 123456. You are the winner. Congratulations. It'll be in the mail to you this week. Hold on.
All right, congratulations, TATA. So thank you guys so much. TATA 123456. If you could just please send me where I could send your signed photo autograph. So just let me know where I could send that to you. And so send it to Josie at josieshow.com. So, yes, definitely. TATA, do you need my address? Yes, send it to Josie at josieshow.com. So definitely, and I will send it out. I will send it out tomorrow. I mean, I will be fast, okay? We have speedy delivery here. but thanks, everyone, so much for coming in. Brianna Loves Reba says, sorry I'm late. No problem. It's okay. Next time. I want to mention our upcoming guests. July 30th, 2010, next Friday, we have Alexandra Moore, an amazing singer, and then August 6th, 2010, we have Nick Finaccio. And August 13th, 2010, we have amazing country singer Danny Flowers. So that will be super, super exciting. And we have more to come. So stay tuned. Keep listening. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bye. Mwah.